Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Can I welcome you to a very important program on radio called Church on Air? I want to thank God because you have been waiting for this program, and I thank God also for people that call on us on the last episode, that was last week. Thank God for the impact this program is making in our life. I just bless God. I just magnify Him. I just praise Him because, of the feedback that we are receiving from the people, showing that, God is touching us one way or the other in this program. To God be the glory. And I'm sure we have replied as many people who have call us for one thing or the other, or ask questions from us. By the grace of God, help me to call upon your people, your beloved ones, or you can help me to even phone somebody that Church on Air is already on this channel for God to bless us again. Hallelujah. Now, we've been talking on device speed. It has been a series of sharing, series of, lecture, and I know that, today you'll be blessed. We are continuing on the same topic, divine speed. But today, because of the question people have been asking us, over and over, I want to share this topic that says, how to achieve divine speed. How to achieve divine speed. Hallelujah. Now, let me say first of all that for people who are joining us for the first time in this program, that divine speed is a spiritual enablement and empowerment or uncommon grace to overrun others in the accomplishment of a specific task within a short period of time. Let me come again. The divine speed is a spiritual enablement and empowerment or uncommon grace to overrun others in the accomplishment of a specific task within a short period of time. So, God giving you uncommon grace, God giving you empowerment, that is coming upon you today. Grace to run faster. Grace to move faster. Grace to achieve greater things. Grace to get to the top. Now is coming to you this morning as you are connected to this radio in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Probably you are even backward in life. Your colleagues, they have passed you by the years. But as you are hearing me this morning, God is going to give you strength and you will move forward. You will overtake them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's divine speed now. Now let's now move forward. How to achieve this divine speed? Number one is genuine salvation and repentance. You see, until you break from the past can hold upon you. Until you break yourself from the covenant of the past, I tell you, you are not going anywhere. There are some people that the cause of the past, is the problem in their life. There are some people, the covenant in their family is the problem. There are some people, that the sin of the past is holding upon them. And until you repent, until you break off from the past, you can't go forward. Until you break yourself, from the things of the past. No, the Apostle says, I look forward. You have to break yourself from the past to move forward. And that is a problem today. You see a lot of people under failure. You see a lot of people under, affliction. It's because of the things of the past. Thank God that Jabesh broke himself from his past. He could have remained like that for life. Can you see now? So a lot of people, what is happening to them, that they are not moving forward, is because they are yet to be born again. Eh? They are yet to be born again. And even some are born again, but they still need God's intervention in their life. They need deliverance. There are some people, what is happening in their family is so terrible. What is happening upon their siblings is so terrible. They are all, small in nature. They are not moving fast. They are not going anywhere. But you, I prophesy to you this morning, in your own family, you will move faster. You will go faster in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, you will go far than others in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so it means You know, you must be genuinely saved. And you must break yourself from the past, from the old lifestyle, from the curse that you have received in the past, or from family curse, or from evil covenant that is, you know, have been placed upon your life. That's why you are not moving fast. I know quite a lot of people today that they came to Christian network, and you know the reason why they are stagnated in life is because of a curse or of a covenant in their family. Where you are coming at this morning, all that is happening in your family will no longer be your portion again in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, can we read verses 9 and 10? Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, yes.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
If thou shalt confess. So Jesus Christ, you know, when you confess him as your Lord and Savior, you know, he has the grace to move you forward. When you confess him as your Lord and your Savior, you know, it means, you know, you are already, you know, in Christ, and he's able to help you. So I want you to know that you must be genuinely saved. I want you to know that you must repent from the past. I want you to know that you must break from the past. And how to break from the past is, you know, to go for deliverance service, to go for laying of hands, to go to, you know, anointed minister of God to pray for you. I tell you, things will change. A lot of people came to Christian network and Jesus Christ met them. The hands of Jesus came upon them and they were delivered. And you know, they are giving glory to God today for what God has done in their life. You too come to Jesus. You know, it's only Jesus that can help you. Jesus is the one that can intervene in your present situation. Come to him. You will see the difference. Hallelujah. Number two thing, how to achieve divine speed is to be connected to the Son of divine speed. Can you see? So be connected. So, you know, until you are connected to Jesus strongly, either through prayers, if you are not connected, you are not going forward. A lot of people, they say they are Christians, but yet they still go elsewhere. You know, they still go to the herbalist, they still go here and there for help. A lot of people, they still go to spiritual homes where they should not go at all. You know, they are seeking for help where there is no help. Look, in Christ is your help. That's what the Bible says. In Christ is your help. And that is why you need to be close to Christ. You need to be connected. Are you following me now? You need to be connected to Christ so that, you know, there will be a change, you know, in your testimony. If you are not connected to Christ, no matter what you do or where you go, the story remains the same. No one, the Bible says, if you look at the book of John, John chapter 15, in verse 5b, John chapter 15, verse number 5b, yes.
For without me, ye can do nothing.
Without me, can you see? Without, no matter what you do, if you are not connected to Christ, nothing can achieve. Somebody say, if I get to America, things will be better. Who said that? When there is a curse upon your life. In fact, if you travel to America, the demons in your father's house, they are the one that will welcome you to America. And your problem now continues. So, you know, you need to be connected to Christ. Apart from being born again, you must also be connected with the source of divine speech. And the moment you are connected, I tell you, your acceleration will increase. You'll be moving very fast in life. Today, be connected. And shall be well with you. Number three thing that brings divine speed in your life is when you desire a vision to be pursued vigorously. You know, when there's a vision, then there's a pursuance. You are pursuing something, you know. Now, if there is no vision, you know, vision is a divine assignment given by God to you to accomplish at a particular time for the kingdom of God. Now, the moment you are in vision, wow, then you see yourself running. Now, in Habakkuk chapter 2, can we read from verse 2 to 3? Yes.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry.
Wow. Now, a visioner is a man that is at work. And you see now, he said that write a vision. You see, every vision that God has given to you need to be documented because you can forget. You know, he says, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables that he may run that read it. You see, it is your vision keeps you moving. Your vision keeps you at work. Your vision is the one that puts you on the road. Now, when there is no vision, you become stagnated. A lot of Christians today, they have no vision. So, why do they need speed when they are not going anywhere? It's people going somewhere that need speed. Sometimes ago, I was traveling, you know, and there was a car in front of me, and it's not moving very fast. I said, this car is not traveling. We are still going, you know, hundreds of kilometers. We quickly, you know, overtook the car. Why? Because it's not going anywhere. When you are not going anywhere, people overtake you. You know, when you have no vision, you are not going anywhere. You see, many Christians are out there, they are without vision. You know, they are doing nothing for the kingdom of God. They are just part of the crowd. Are you in the crowd or are you a disciple? You know, are you part of the kingdom of God or you are just the crowd in the kingdom? Can you see now? So, you must desire a vision. When there is a vision, you know, then you will pursue. Can you see now? David pursued because he had a vision. You know, Paul pursued because he had a vision. Can you see now? No, you see people pursuing even at the risk of their life because they have a vision. Now, what are you pursuing for Jesus Christ? Or what is your own assignment? What are you doing? And that is why you are stagnated. And that is why when there is no commitment, God is not bound to bless you. So be connected to God. And also, you know, be in vision, you know, for God. Oh, I will see you after this time out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. God bless you. For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's continue. Know how to achieve divine speed. You know, you can achieve divine speed by change of friend, even if it be. There are many friends that will hinder you. They will tell you, your own is too much. They will tell you, this is too much. They will tell you, the way you are thinking is like, you know, they will try as much as possible to slow you down. I have seen many things like that. People try to slow me down many times. You know, I have a father in the Lord. People try to slow him down. I said no. And today, the Lord has used him to have, you know, many churches all over the world. Why? Because he refused to listen to the voice of people. You know, when you listen to friends who are not committed to God, they will derail you. They will derail you. Many a times, you know, the devil tries to derail us. You know, true friends, true, you know, relations, true one thing or the other. But look, you must know the mind of God. One man came to me sometimes ago and said, pack this thing up. What you are doing, pack it up and go and join another church. Huh? And he's a man that God just blessed through us. He has a serious problem. The problem was so much, so serious. And God brought him in credit to the ministry, and God delivered him. God, Jesus Christ, saved him. You know, he delivered him from the terrible plague in his family. You know how he paid us? He was now advising me, this ministry, you are the only one there, pack up. Go and join social ministry. Can you see now? Now, if I had listened to him now, in those days, then all the spiritual intervention that God has made through the ministry could have been, you know, at Nubia today. So, you know, be careful of friends. Be careful of friends. You know, don't tell your friends everything. You know, there are some friends you don't open your heart to. You know, just like Joseph, who opened his heart to his brethren. And they nearly derailed his dream in life. There are dream killers. Dream killers are there to stop you. So, you must know what to say to people. You must know whom to talk with, because not everybody wants you to succeed in life. Not everybody. Even, you know, you discover right now, you know, not everybody. Even among ministers, there are some that will be envying you. They envy your progress. They envy your success. They don't want you to move around. It's everywhere, in every organization. That is why you must be very, very careful. Now, in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 13, can we read verse number 20? Proverbs 13, verse 20, yes.
He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
He that walketh with the wise people shall be wise. Can you see? But he that is having fool as his friends, they will be destroyed. They will destroy your vision in your life. They will not allow you to get to where you get to, you know. And that is a serious thing. So, if there's a need, I tell people, change your friends. There are some people that may be on your contact, you know, and they have never made positive impact upon your life. Delete them. There are some people that should not even be on your contact list on your phone. Delete them. There are some people that all they are doing is to molest you or to put you under condemnation. Delete them. You know, they are not part of you. You see? So, the Bible says that he that is wise, he is wise because he moves the wise. But the companion of the fool shall be destroyed. Hallelujah. Let's move forward. Also, you know, to achieve speed in life, make positive confession. Even in the face of difficulties, even when things are very difficult, continue to say what God is saying. Even when things look so down, even when situation looks so, you know, unappealing, all you still have to do is to confess positively. You know, just like, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you know, they continue to say, we will not bow to the image of the king. You know, despite the fire, the burning furnace, they are still saying, our God will rescue us. Let me give another example. Let's look at the book of Genesis chapter 22 in verse 5. You know, Genesis 22 verse 5, yes.
And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you.
Can you see Abraham? She sees his confession. Even the boy was asking the father, Father, this is the knife, this is the wood, where is the ram? Because the boy has come to know that in every sacrifice, there's a need for ram. Can you see? He has trained up his children, and the children know that very well. So, you know, even in the face of difficulties, Abraham was saying, God will provide himself a ram. God will provide himself a ram. And God have told Abraham to go and slaughter his child. But Abraham refused to tell that child that you are the ram. Can you see that? Abraham was confessing. Thank God for men of Abraham's generation. You know, they are positive confessionists. They are saying, look, I know God will do it. You know, even they are going down, but yet they are saying, I know God is in control. Even things are upside down, but they are still saying that God is, you know, with us. That is your confession. No matter what is happening in your life, know that God is in control. No matter the situation in your life, you know, don't speak negative. No matter what you are going through in life, still believe, talk it, declare it, speak it, that God is for me. You cannot abandon me. Your words are so creative. They will bring God into action, and God, you will see divine intervention, and things will start to happen to you. A man was dying in the hospital, you know, and, you know, they told him, say, I will not die. I will leave. He was saying that was all he was saying. I will not die. I will leave to declare the work of God. This man, you know, jumped back to life. He jumped back to life. Why? Because of what he was saying. Doctor said, what happened to this man? Because they knew it's not the message that healing. So it was a confession he was speaking. You know, rightful words, they are forcible words. That's what Job was he said. Job said, rightful words are forcible words. So always speak rightful words. Stop negative things. So, if you want to express divine speed, speak well. And that thing I will share with you this one before my time goes on. How to achieve divine speed, you know, is that you must have strong faith. Strong faith. Strong an effectual fasting and powerful prayer life. Number one is strong faith. Strong faith like the faith of Abraham. Strong faith like the faith of Daniel. You know? Strong faith. You know, it is your faith that makes you to overcome every obstacle. Let me tell you something. There are obstacles before you. When God tells you that you get to your promised land, he won't tell you that there are the Gagasha to fight. There are the Jebusites on the way. He won't tell you that. But the idea, when God told Joseph that Joseph, you are going to reign in life, God didn't tell him of the pit. He didn't show him the picture of Potiphar's wife. He didn't show him the picture of the prison. But yet, Joseph has to pass through the pit, the Potiphar, and the prison before he gets there. So, it is your faith. Krishna, Bible says, the just shall live by faith. So, you know, you must develop strong faith in the word of God, then develop strong prayer life. Are you following me now? Now, your prayer life, Bible says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You must be a man. You know, you, through your prayer, you scatter all the plans of the devil, and then you must add fasting to it. Bible says, without this, you cannot achieve anything outside fasting and prayer. So, you must be somebody who can fast. There are many Christians, they can't fast. They see fasting as a difficult situation. Eh? And yet you want to move mountain. And yet you want to put down the devil. So, you must be able to fast. And also, you know, you must meditate and believe in the word of God. You must meditate. You must believe in the word of God. What God has said, you must believe. You know, in Joshua chapter number 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. Yes.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
May you have good success in the name of Jesus Christ. May you have good speed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that you are running after, let them start to come to your hands now in the name of Jesus Christ. May God start to lift you up now. You know, Mordecai, God gave you speed. Esther received speed. Joseph, David, they received speed. How? Because they go through obstacles. What are the obstacles to divine speed? Let me just share because my time is gone. Obstacle to divine speed, number one is sin. Sin is an obstacle. Sin slows you down. Sin creates heaviness in you. You know, it's like putting a mighty rock upon an athlete. So sin, number two, is evil foundation. Evil foundation will not make you to go forward. Evil foundation or a curse, you know, or evil family pattern. Evil, as I've said at the beginning, evil family pattern is an obstacle. You must get rid of it. Number four is demonic oppression. When demonic oppression hinders you, it makes you lose focus. When you are going here, they will just bring another problem, and then you will lose focus. Number five is delay. Delay. You know, a lot of people have been delaying life. In the marital life, they are delayed. You know, they are looking for solution. Some have not married up to now. Some no child. You know, some no husband. You know, some business-wise, you know, there is delay here and there. But that delay in your life is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Another one is wrong association. I've told you. For a lot of people, they move with wrong people. And these wrong people do not allow them to move forward. You know, somebody says, show me your friend, and I will tell you who you are. So, you love everybody. Choose your friend. Love everybody. Choose your friend. This is how I'm going to end up today in this broadcast. I want to thank God because you have listened. And I thank you, God, for giving us your attention. I'm expecting your reaction and your prayer points. I pray that God will take you to the next level of life and give you divine speed. By next week, I'll be praying for you on these channels. God bless you. We'll see you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you. For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga on
is 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tract in Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.